Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, it's Halloween Tuesday. It is the NFL's trade deadline day. Normally, that means nothing. Normally, you just kind of sit around and wait for the deadline to pass and nobody makes any trades. It's not the case this year. You already see in the NFL that teams are moving and shaking. There have been a few blockbuster deals made to this point. There's rumors of Jarvis Landry potentially being on the move out of Miami. They're putting him on the block. Biggest trade to this point as it pertains to the Redskins, Jimmy Garoppolo has been moved to San Francisco for a second-round pick. The Patriots have basically sat on this egg and kept it warm for the last 4 years, and they've now decided now is the time because they'd lose him this offseason and he goes sign somewhere else. He's a pending free agent. So Kyle Shanahan is going to kick the tires on Garoppolo and see if in his offense, over the second half of the season, he can see enough to warrant paying this guy in free agency and keeping him around as his franchise QB. What does that mean for Kirk Cousins? I think it makes it slightly more likely that Cousins stays. Because I think if you're Kirk Cousins, San Francisco and working with Kyle Shanahan was probably your favorite idea, was the destination that made the most sense. That's the guy you love who loves you. It's a great place to play in
Everybody's
terms of the
friends.
Weather to throw in. They're up and coming. They've got one of your favorite pass targets, Pierre Garçon, out there. They've got a ton of cap space. And you're going to be appreciated and loved in a way that you haven't been here, both by the fan base and the media. That said, now that that option is gone, the Redskins look a little bit more appealing and enticing. You stay in the same system. Jay Gruden has had your back since 2014. Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen have come around on you, albeit slowly. You don't have to learn a new offense, which is debilitating and prohibitive of you breaking out again next season, perhaps. So I think it evens the playing field. It helps the Redskins' case. Personally, I'd still rather go to Pittsburgh if Roethlisberger retires. That's a big if.
Right, a lot of good situations may emerge.
Personally, I'd still rather play in Jacksonville next year. Again, that situation has to present itself. Personally, I would probably go to Denver, but they've got Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler. Again, that's a if. So there's nothing set in stone that makes a lot of sense like San Francisco did waiting for you.
So I don't know how this will actually manifest itself, but the one extra thing I thought of, I think you covered it well, would be this. I still could see a Dan and Bruce in the sort of, you know, the Wonder Twins of evil getting their rings together and basically saying, I will be cold and dead in the ground before I let him go play for Kyle Shanahan. Because there's still venom there. Kyle, when he gave that interview that we debated or talked about, I guess it was like a month ago, maybe even more, wasn't talking about his time in Atlanta, wasn't talking about his time in Cleveland. He talked about his time in Washington. That's his axe to grind. That's what he wants. That's what he wants to stick it to. And they can't stand him and he can't stand them, which is dumb, by the way. But whatever, that's where we are. I think the only thing Dan and Bruce can't live with is him going to play with Kyle Shanahan, talking about Kirk Cousins. So now, does that give them less incentive to pony up or not? Or
possibly.
That's kind of my guess there. So I wonder how that manifests itself, but I could see enough pettiness to say, we will do whatever it takes to not let him go play for Cousins.
They could stomach him winning in Jacksonville.
Yep.
They could tolerate being wrong if in Pittsburgh or Denver, where a lot of guys have won, he wins. But going to San Fran and doing it with Kyle.
And they make magic. That would grind your gears.
I think that's a good call. Kendall is in Annandale. What's up, Kendall? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
So I don't think it changes much. I think that, yes, San Fran is a place that Kirk would want to go. But there are so many teams that need quarterbacks. If we do what we've done the last 2 years from the front office perspective, he could very well go think about Arizona, who they should have already gotten rid of Carson Palmer 2 or 3 years ago. And they could come and get a guy who's ready-made, ready to start, and ready to flourish in their offense. They would love to have him. I mean, that's a winning typically a winning team. Not to mention the Clevelands, the Jets, and the teams like that who need a quarterback. So I think that the notion that it makes us more likely or we can get them on the cheap, I just don't think that exists from this move.
Let's go to Carlos in D.C. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, buddy.
Hey. I kind of agree with the caller that just called. I don't think it changes much. One, the relationship between the organization and Kirk Cousins has shown that they don't have faith in him. They haven't extended him for a long-term deal. What is he going to do, get another extension next year, another franchise tag next year? I don't think that will be confidence builder for him. And if you look at teams like Rams, Goff is winning with smoke and mirrors right now. I don't think that's a long-term solution. Cleveland, Buffalo, Jets, Jacksonville, Denver, Arizona, Giants, Minnesota Vikings, list goes on and on. But the fact that the organization that has not taken care of them, and he's shown a quality product as a quarterback on the field for the Redskins, they haven't shown nothing in terms of faith. I mean, I'm not saying $25 million is a little bit nothing to sneeze at.
A year at a time, though.
Right, right.
It's easy to commit a year at a time to anything or anybody. It's the long-term commitment that's harder. Thank you, Carlos. It's a good phone call. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. We're going to get to Redskin Survivor coming up in about 6 minutes, so make sure you continue to listen. He said, what do you do now? He mentioned the franchise tag. I am extremely confident that he will not get a third consecutive tag. There is next to no chance of that. $34 million. It just doesn't make sense. Now, you could say, well, Grant, nothing they've done makes sense with Kirk Cousins over the last
couple
years.
This is my counter. You're impersonating me right now.
Well, and you'd be right. This would make the least sense of anything. It's just not logical. It's just not rational. I believe there is one solution here that is going to happen, and I think all signs point to this. I think the Redskins are finally backed into a corner, and I think we will get a resolution this offseason in 2017 into 2018. And what's going to happen is they will transition tag Kirk Cousins at the 27 and change million that it is. This will be the first transition tag. So they will not give him a third consecutive tag. There is no chance of that, in my opinion. And I'm not going to pull a Chris Russell who joins us at one and say I'll walk miles or I'll retire or anything. But I would bet a good sum of money on the fact that they do not place a third straight tag on Kirk Cousins. They will transition tag him, very different than the franchise tag. They should not be used inextricably. These are two extremely different things. The first transition tag's coming this offseason for Kirk Cousins, at which point he is able to go shop. This is free agency, by the way.
Yeah.
Transitional free agency, TFA. He will go shop team to team and get the best offer in the best place. Let's say it's Jacksonville and they come back and they say, we'll pay you $27.5 a year for the next 5 years and this is the guaranteed money. At which point the Redskins have their resolution. We match that and we keep you and this is all over and we have the big press conference and we all pretend thrilled that it went this way. Or you leave and you go to Jacksonville, which they may wait to do. And I don't have a huge problem, by the way, if it's over $27 million and they say, see you later, go to Jacksonville. But this ends, I believe, this offseason. And the only way I see it going is a transition tag. I want to get your reaction to that next. We'll take the calls at 800-636-1067. And we will introduce Redskins Survivor. We got to boot another player off the island. We got to give somebody immunity. We are steamrolling toward Week 9 in Redskins Survivor on The Fan.
Folks, Danny Ruya here for my pals at Ted Brett Ford. Oh, I love these guys. It's not just something I say. It's something I do. Two different times, the Hooray family has gone to Ted Brett Ford. You can go to Fairfax or Chantilly. Just a click away at TedBrett.com. We've left that lot with Kaz. First time, 2016. That's when we did it. Take you back there. 2016. The year was 2016. Things were going fine. We were like, we need a ride. We need something. We need something that we like, something a little bit bigger than your normal standard sedan. So we got the Ford Edge. Oh, is that the best car ever? It is awesome. It's not too big, not too small. That nice midsize SUV couldn't be more comfortable. The Sync 3 display is awesome. It's like having your correct iPhone right there at the touch of a button. Perfect size for the growing family. So now the wife pushes that whip to and fro from work to home. I hate going to the gas station. Hate it. H-A-T-E. Hate. Do not like to stop at that gas station with the common as no, sir. I don't go to the gas station. I've been two times since I got that car in May. What am I talking about? The Ford Fusion, baby. Go get yourself one of these bad Jacksons and zip on by the folks at the gas station. That's right. You plug it in, charge it up, you drive to and fro. It's the best. And when you buy from Ted Brett Ford, you get Ted Brett for life. That's lifetime vehicle coverage, people. Big stuff, powertrain, little stuff like they'll give you Virginia State inspection. They'll handle it for you. Go see my guys at Ted Brett Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.